Talk Radio.
Taking this opportunity to relax, recline, whatever you're doing,
And we just finished the dinner and you're out on the East Coast because you're 1 hour ahead of us. Last is over with the West Coast, where we have a lot of listeners there. We're about 2 hours behind us. So it's so good to have an opportunity to come before you and talk about relationship, love versus being in love. I promote on that because it's so important that we understand that. We talk about love and we talk about being in love. We want you to be a part of this show. We want you to call in, and the call in number for the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying you the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll distinctly ask you to give your location and offer your expertise. If you want to check us out on the web, well, you can do well, Link, but you can just hear the show. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Now, if you want to be able to tweet the show, you have that opportunity. Go to at the Smith Road Production, at Dr. Lowe's Show with the number 1, as well as WBSW Internet Talk Radio, as well as Instagram. We're partners with Fire Business Signal Fraternity Incorporated, Zetel Phi Sigma Group, all with the number 10, is the handle. You can go in to be a part of. We thank each and every one of those individuals joining us. When you're on here, you check it out. If you like it, let your friends, let your frat, let your sorority sisters know. Let your divine now know that you can come to one of the hottest Instagram talk shows that focus on just our plain old life. That's what it's all about. We're so glad to come this morning. This is WBSW Internet Talk Radio, the hottest Internet Talk Radio show that engulfs several things or includes several opportunities through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, as well as YouTube. So we're so glad to have an opportunity. We look back at all the shows from 2017 to now. We have a total of 371 shows that were what we call episodes. It is good. God is awesome. Back in 2017, September 2017, God said, I have a job for you to do. I'm going to commission you to do this. I'm going to give you this vision to go out and have a vessel so everybody can talk and share their thoughts on the media network. So he blessed us with Blog Talk Radio from there, Facebook, from Facebook to Instagram, from Instagram to Twitter, from Twitter to YouTube. They will be able to put out episodes on Google Plus. Have a great opportunity to make sure the episodes are on Facebook to play back, Instagram to play back, Twitter to play back, LinkedIn to play back, Tumblr to play back. See, God is so good. We thank you for joining us. Whatever way you may be doing, you may be on Blog Talk Radio, which is our radio station, WBSW Internet Talk Radio, as well as you might be on Facebook. Thank you so much. And we can give that shout out to you. You mentioned through the process. We want you to get all the information to get the show started up. Now, by being on Facebook, and I know you happy to be there because I'm happy to have you. That's facebook.com/BRLBIBERTOSMITH. You can be a part of this show on Facebook. Again, I mentioned we're being partners with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. You have an opportunity to just to be a part of this, and we thank you for taking time to just want to be a part of it. WBSW Internet Talk Radio has listeners and watchers all over the world. We're blessed to have on the North American continent. We have listeners in the United States, north of the border is Canada, and south of the border is Mexico. We're just so glad. Numbers are rising every day. I go back and look at the statistical on my data dealing with this, and I say, wow, there's more people checking it out on the North American continent. There's more people in the world checking it out. We get calls from just about everywhere in the world. We're so glad that not only the way we're listening to WBSW, we're the world of the Smith Wake Up Production. We're so glad to have an opportunity to be able to bring it to you. Tonight, we have an awesome show planned for you, centered around a topic I have shared and said 3 or 4 times, relationship love versus being in love. You need to ask yourself about love. How does love apply to where I want to be in life? How about being in love? How do you apply to me being successful in a relationship? See, we got to understand just focusing on loving someone. See, when we said love, we're talking about loving someone. Loving someone is about how they make you feel. Being in love is how you make them feel. So it's almost like if you supply it to me, I'm going to reciprocate it back to you. So we have to always keep in mind having a clear understanding of love. And I'm going to just kind of step back and put a few nice prayer to love. Love is unconditional. Love is all about joy. Love is all about peace. Love is all about happiness. Love is perfectly imperfect. And a lot of times we gotta take time to realize that it's not a such thing as being perfectly loving someone. God is the only one that has a perfect love for you. Because he created you in his image. So he loved you. He loved you so much he gave his only begotten son to whom he had lived. That's love. Are you willing to do that? Is that the way your love is set up? Too bad to keep in mind as we talk about both of the topics tonight, or talk about love versus being in love, to understand there are several things going on with it. I mentioned being unconditional. Love is a state of mind. See, being in love, it engulfs your heart and your soul. And it's a state of mind. See, when you love someone, and being in love with someone is different. See, loving someone means you're only concerned with how he or she makes you feel. Love, special, and appreciated. Loving someone, I'm going to repeat that, means you are only concerned with how he or she makes you feel loved, special, and appreciated. Being in love means you worry. Come on now. You focus. You are not happy about how to make him or her feel love as well. Because when you think about it, you think about equality. See, love, or being in love, is all about equality. I love you. Are you willing to reciprocate that back to me? And it's so important that I have someone to do that. See, we have to kind of look at that when we step out and say that love is being love. Again, is unconditional. And that unconditional love can be toward anyone. Being love is for a specific person that I can say, I'm in love with you. You know the qualities, you know, help us be successful. You notice I say us. Because love is just loving someone, sometimes loving materialistic things, loving objects. Being in love requires you to give that love to someone who returns that love back to you. So you have to ask yourself, what's the difference between I love you and I'm in love with you? So when you tell somebody, I'm in love with you. When you tell somebody, I love you, there's a difference. See, I love you as a gift. I'm willing to give you that gift that will propel us to one day to say, I'm in love with you. Because you reciprocated that love back to me. So when we ask that question, what is the difference between I love you, which is a real one, and I'm in love with you? See, the difference is that I'm saying in the words, I love you is a gift I'm giving to you. I'm in love you is in love with you that I'm giving the gift and you're giving it back to me. See, there are many opportunities to kind of understand this. But let's take just a few. I love you means you make my life easier. I'm going to say that again. I love you means you make my life easier. I am thankful to have you. I am in love with you means let me make your life easier. You know the difference? I love you means you're making my life easier. I'm in love with you. I'm going to make your life easier. We want you to be a part of the show. We want you to call in the number 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll call out the last 4 days of your cell or telephone number to ask you off your location. Then jump in on your clarity, your expertise, your comments, and your questions. Also, we want to remind you that this network, this radio station is sown a seed in many individuals' lives. We want you to send us your cash out. If you're on Instagram, just go to the comment section or go down to the question section and put it in there. And we're going to make sure we sow a seed in your life. If you're on Facebook, DM me. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, which is WBSW Internet Talk Radio, we ask you to make sure you email us. You can use WBSW Internet Talk Radio at gmail.com. LivingTheDSmith15@gmail.com. That way you can connect with us. Send it so when we begin to sow a seed, we can sow a seed in your life. God is good, and we thank him for doing it. In return, God said, if you're sowing seed in someone's life, I'm going to bless you, but you also get a chance to bless them as well. We're taking all of the cash apps on May 31st. We're going to put it in a raffle. We're going to turn the bone, shake the bone, whatever you want. And we're going to pull out one name, which is their cash app. So we have one of the two trips we have planned for the month of May and the month of June. On May 31st, we will pull the name, and we have a trip, 3 days to two nights, which is to either Orlando or Atlanta. We're going to take care of the hotel and the tax. We're actually going to take care of your travel along with your meals. And we look forward to serving you. If you win it on May the 31st, you select either Atlanta or Orlando, 3 days and two nights. And then on June the 30th, the trip that's left, we're going to raffle that off. So if you win that one, we gather in all the names and we put them in for the third trip. The third trip is to two places that we want look at a possibility. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, 4 days and three nights. Or Gatlinburg, Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? 4 days and three nights. We're going to take care of the hotel and the tax. But you have to take care of your travel and your food. Get those cash apps into me so we can continue to sow a seed in your life. All right, let's look at the difference, again, between I love you, I'm in love with you. See, when I say I love you, that's a gift. A gift I'm willing to give to you. I say I'm so senior, like, because I love you. And I'm giving you that opportunity to have that gift. So as we move through life, we begin to encounter mates, significant others that I can feel that, and you can feel that, I can say that I love you. The greatest thing that will put me in the point where I'm in love with you is when you reciprocate it back to me, when you give that same feeling back to me. Because one thing about love, if you have love from your heart and your soul, we talk about that today. It's all about being in your heart and your soul. We talk about love awakening the soul. So it's a combination of two things that go on internally in your heart and with your soul. That you are able to say, I love you, it is essential. Your heart and soul is essential to love. I want you to keep that in mind. But when I come to say, I'm in love with you, that means that I step beyond the external part of saying that I love you to say I'm in love with you, because the internal part of me has begun to radiate from me and show you how much I love you. That's what it's all about. There's examples. There are many examples that we can take, but before we step away from being in love with you and saying that I love you, we have to keep in mind, I love you means I want you to be happy. See, that's so important as we work throughout life. We want to be around people that make us happy. We want to be around people who have time to invest in us. That's what it's all about. Have the opportunity to be in love, an opportunity to love. See, I'm in love with you means I want you to be happy, even if it isn't with me. That's the part that we have to keep in mind. That I'm willing to still see you happy because I'm so in love with you. Even if you're not with me. Let's look at some examples of how loving someone is different from being in love with them. See, loving someone is a choice. Being in love isn't. Let's say that again. Loving someone is a choice. I choose to love you. But being in love with you, that ain't a choice, because you know what? Our inner self has connected. Our hearts and our souls have connected. Loving someone means wanting them to do well. Being in love means putting them first. Loving someone means wanting them to do well. How many times have you been around people who have done everything to steal your joy? They don't want to see you do well. See, you own that job and you want to go back to school and do better. The people that you thought were supporting you while the world is trying to tear you down. That's because they don't want to be you no good. See, they don't care about you, but they are quick to tell you, I love you. See, loving someone means wanting them to do it. Being in love means putting them first. In a relationship, there's an artist who sings the song. Talks about how the female wants to do better. But she's with a person that don't want her to do better. But he's always telling her, I love you. See, yeah, she loves you, but he don't love to see you gain anything. He don't want to see that. but she don't want to see it. See, when we're talking about loving someone, you have to realize that it helps you have a best-day relationship. See, you get the best day when you put being to love somebody as your ultimate goal. Loving someone is fleeting. Being in love is forever. Loving someone is fleeting. They might disappear. But being in love is forever. You may not be in that relationship with that person, as we said earlier, because you was in love with them, you still want them to be happy. If you want to see them cry timber, we got a problem. Even though you don't know what loving someone is all about, and definitely don't know what being in love includes. See, we have to realize loving someone means needing them around. See, you need a person. If you need a person, you need your mate around you all the time. He can't go down out the door. Where they go. But being in love means needing them to be where they are happy. We're going back to that. We have to realize when you in love with someone, you want them to be happy. You don't want to smother them and hold them close to you and they're unhappy. Loving someone is a rush. People are quick to say, I love you. I don't mind getting that gift back and get something in return. But being in love is steady streams of emotions. Being in love is steady streams of emotions. What do you want? Worry, relationship, love, worry, being in love. We want to give a shout out to a couple of our sponsors. If you're out in the Troy, Alabama area, visit Troy and Nissan, located on Highway 231 South. And if you need a car, see the door there, Lauren Davis. If you want to call to let us know you're down that way, you want to stop him, 334-372-1426. That's Lauren Davis, that's 334-372-1426. If you're down there, stop me. Expert, Leland Davis. If you're in need of some more products, McKinnon and Associates, shopping on wheels for the lawn products, their contact number, 770-473-6291. Give them a holler, give them a shout. Let's look at our next topic. Can you love someone without being in love with them? Can you love someone without being in love with them? See, we're back to seeing that loving someone tends to last for a long time. Will some believing these feelings last forever? Because those feelings are so deep-rooted and pure. See, they can be much harder to dismiss than the feelings of infatuation. See, when you're talking about loving someone, it lasts a long time. Being in love, you have stepped out of just loving them. You are now in love with them. It lasts a long time. See, it is better to love someone or is it vanity love? Ask yourself that. Is it better to love someone or be loved? See, when you love someone, you would expect it to be reciprocated. When you are being loved, you know it's being reciprocated. So we always have to keep it in mind. When we talk about can you love someone without being in love, and then is it better to love them or be loved? Ask yourself that. We have to truly check ourselves out. Your call number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll just have you for your location and offer your awesome comments, your expertise, the questions you may have about love versus being in love. You know, when we say can a relationship work without love? Let's take a step back up. We said, is it better to love someone or be in love? See, just remember, let's tie that in to can a relationship work without love. First of all, we ask the question, is it better to love someone or be in love? We have to look at it like this. When you love someone, it makes you want to be a better person. So you ask the question, can a relationship work without love? Depending on what type of relationship you're asking for or wanting. Is it better to love someone or be in love? In relation to a relationship. See, you want to be the best you can be. So you will feel worthy of being or love. So is it better to love someone or be in love in a relationship? The sensation of being in love transcends space and time. It is better to love than to be loved. It is better to love than to be loved. So you ask yourself about a relationship. Can a relationship take on those things we just shared in regards to when you love someone, it makes you want to be a better person. It also says that you want to be the best you can be, to feel worthy of his or her love, brings about a sensation of being in love that transcends through space and time. So the truth of the matter is better to love than to be loved. So a relationship is built on whether or not it's better to love than to be loved. See, two people can and do well together in a relationship without being in love. The question was, can a relationship work without love? We just talked about, is it better to love someone or be in love? See, you can be in a relationship and it can be one-sided. See, you can be in a marriage or a situation for the man. You have a fondness for each other, but not the passionate love we think of when two people get married. It should be a passion there. So can a relationship work without love? Not a fully committed relationship. Just remember that. It's so important. That leads to two. Why is being in love so amazing? I want you to think about that. Why is being in love so amazing? I'm going to give you some reasons. while being in love is the best feeling in the world. See, that's why it's amazing, because it's the best feeling in the world. Love makes you feel as if you can do anything. Your approach to life when you have love in it is bright. It's happy. You have the courage to do things you didn't think you was able to do when you have that support. See, when you know that person loves you, you try things that you wouldn't try before. You see life brighter. You see life full of happiness when being in love, it brings about the best feeling in the world. Let's look at some vital things. There's some reasons why being in love is the best feeling in the world. See, love makes you feel invincible. See, love makes you feel as if you can do anything. You approach your life with brightness and happier feelings. Your approach gives you courage. See, things you didn't think you could do or be able to do. When you look at the reason you would like to have that love in your life, love makes you feel invincible. Love gives you incredible inspiration. See, it inspires you. I'm giving a shout out to one of the watchers. The name of the organization is Inspire to Inspire. Come on now. See, just that title, just those words inspire you when you hear. You want to know more. See, when you love someone, you are incredibly inspired by them. See, they give you that can-do attitude. See, you take things in a way that you can defeat all. See, the approach you have is that don't matter what's thrown at me, I can deal with it because I'm inspired. See, there's situations in our life when we think God has given up on us. But I can tell you, God got you. So he tells you to continue to inspire, to inspire. See, you are inspired to inspire. So we're excited, incredibly excited about inspiration. Love make you happy. Think about it. Being in love is so important. It makes you happy. When you are in love, you blissfully, you are blissfully happy at all times. That's what love does for you. Love is what love does. See, love makes you a hopeful romantic. See, falling in love makes you a romantic. Love gives you hope that there's a perfect person, and as we flip that around, a perfectly imperfect person out there for you. Sometimes it requires you to heal. Sometimes it requires you to wait. Love is about patience. You don't rush into it without taking time. See, because God has that perfectly imperfect person for you, all you have to do is wait your time.
love makes you eliminate your fears. See, one of the things when we talk about giving the gift of love, telling someone I love you, it brings about vulnerability. See, because love is all about awakening your soul. See, when you awaken that soul, that means your heart is running by that pretty fast now. So you are fearful that I might make a mistake, but I know if I allow myself to open up, I can be in love. I won't just love you. I'll be in love with you. I'm excited. Because, see, then I know love make me fearless. The things you need to happen allows fear to disappear when you're in love. You know you have your own personal cheerleader in your corner. Come on now. That person gonna cheer for you. They're gonna check you out. They're gonna tell you awesome, you had an awesome, you did an awesome job. Because you know what? Being in love with you, I'll go way beyond. Because I can feel what you feel. See, I become a protector to knowing that you are happy because love is in your heart and your soul. See, we got to remember when we said eliminating fear. When you're in love, you almost feel protected because you are so happy. See, happiness rules and removes fear. Happiness removes fear. Some people say it does not, but it eliminates your fear. Because you have conquered something. I was having a conversation the other day with one of the students I was working at on the campus. And I just always try to sit down and find out where my students are. Especially we have this thing called the practice content area and the general part of it, content. And the first thing came out of that, the student, I'm afraid. I said, what are you afraid of? I'm just afraid. I said, well, you know, I believe if we both have a little fear, we can conquer all. See, there's nothing wrong with having a little fear. Fear sparks something up in you that you're going to make the right decision. But love makes you eliminate fear. Love makes you be the best version of yourself. See, that's one thing people don't realize. Love makes you be the best version of yourself. When you're in love, you're a better version of yourself. Remember we talked earlier about knowing yourself. See, love is all about knowing yourself, understanding what makes you tick, understanding your emotions, understanding your fears. See, that's what love is all about. See, we have to really believe You're nice to everyone because you love them. Because you have an internal faithfulness because God has blessed you to be able to say, I love you. I want to be with you. Don't ever assume anything. It's all about the hard conversation. See, loving someone is finding out who you are and who you are. And once you do, you can give the best version of yourself. Love makes you rich. See, some people think rich is all about finance. See, when you're in love, love makes you feel rich. Come on now. Love makes you feel rich. Because you know what? I don't have time to stress about finance. All material things. Because I feel blessed, truly blessed. You really, really feel rich in a way that matters. That's what love is and love does. Love puts you in a state of total confusion because, see, love makes you confused. It shakes you up. It shakes your core values up. See, it has you to rethink your beliefs. So now you are confused. Love is puzzling. In your mind, you're like, wow, what's going on with me? I marvel at you. You have me thinking way beyond what's in the front of my face. So you have me believing things that I never thought I could. That's what love is all about. See, but truly is when you in a state of confusion, see, love makes you believe you can care about someone so much. See, love makes you know and feel like you can care about that person. Love gives you a yearning. It makes you miss your significant other in a way you never knew possible. That's what love is. Love makes you selfless. See, love makes you mad. Literally, it makes you mad. It encourages you to want to do things you weren't used to doing. You have somebody to do it with. It makes you selfless in a way you don't or didn't do exist or didn't know exist. You find yourself thinking about the needs of your partner before your own. See, that's what selfless is all about. Last and never least, love makes you believe. I tell people from time to time, love truly makes you believe. Makes you believe that I can accomplish any task. Because as we talk about the acronym of love, see, love puts me in a position that I can listen and communicate. Love gives me the strength to overcome any challenges and obstacles. Love gives me an opportunity to overlook my faults and someone else's faults. Because I love you, I'm overlooking your faults. Love allows me to have the value for you. It gives me the opportunity to communicate with you to see how your values relate to mine, so they become a mutual. Love is exciting. Love sometimes causes you to become an entertainer. It makes you playful. It encourages you. I just said about makes you do some things you normally don't do. You become a better version of yourself. This is what love is. Love is what love does. We have to keep that in mind. Now I believe I can love you because I know how to. See, love makes you hopeful. It makes you believe in happily ever after. When you're single, you wonder if you're ever going to meet your soulmate. Your love of love is essential because it comes from the heart and the soul. Love makes you know that that's possible when you think it is not possible. Love is full of impossible things. Love is
really, really amazing.
Truly, we got to understand that love is amazing. And as we close out tonight, we ask you to take time and look at reasons why being in love is the best feeling in the world.
We want you to send that cash out to us. We're going to sow a seed in your life. You have WDSW Internet Talk Radio at gmail.com. You have Loretta D. Smith 15 at gmail.com. You have 056-0-10. You have the question and comment area. We have Facebook, DRL, DRL2 Smith. DM me. Go to Messenger or just message me to let me know your cash app. We'll put you in the raffle. We're wrapping off on Monday, that first trip. Mother's to Orlando or Atlanta. 3 days and 2 nights. We're going to take care of the hotel and the tax. You take care of your travel and your meals. On June 30th, we'll come back with the trip that was not selected and hand that one out to those same people that's in the cash out. And then in August, which will be August the 1st, we will hand out the 4 days, 1 night to Myrtle Beach. Stop telling us. Or Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Get your cash out there. I really appreciate you taking time. And then as far as we want to do, again, give a shout out to each and every one of you all. Took time all over the world. Listenership. Relationship. Love versus love. Or being in love. I thank you so much. I'm going to give a shout out to those individuals like we always do. We're going to give a shout out to the Lake County Singles and Phi Beta Singles Fraternity Incorporated. Dr. D. Williams, thank you, Dr. D, for joining us. Latane Pickett, thank you. Remember, Belton Singles and Phi Beta Incorporated, and also the founder of Inspired to Inspire, which was a Facebook page. Be inspired. There's always something on there that can inspire and lift your spirit. Again, I'm Dr. Lindsay D. Smith. So glad to come before you on the Dr. Lowe Show. We'll be back with you spreading the news on Thursday at 1 o'clock. We're going to cover it, our third part, truly, truly, love and awaken the soul and soul and spirit. And then at 6 o'clock on Thursday night, we have the Love Cafe. We're going to listen, overcome, value, encourage, to really empower you. In the hottest show there is, that includes the awesome menu and serves appetite, the Love Cafe. Check us out. We're so glad you can take time to be with us. To God is so good. He's blessing us in so many ways. I thank you for taking time. I want you to make sure you tell your family members you love. If you can't do it physically or face-to-face, we'll virtual. Tell them through your love and your heart through all of them. Tell them online if you can't do it face-to-face or virtual. If you can do it, do something. You might shock them. And I say thank you. I need that today. This is what God placed in your heart. We're in childish times. We're nowhere out of the point that we're clear of COVID-19. Yes, we have a vaccine, but you still must practice wearing a mask, staying 6 feet apart, washing your hands, and staying at home. We're going to accomplish what we need to accomplish. We're going to win the battle, but it takes us being committed to do it. making sure we're successful. He was also coming to the back with this topic for our title, Relationship, Love, Versus Good and Love. Check us out on Thursday. We'll be back with Love That Awakens the Soul in Series 3. And then on that night, we'll talk about Love Wins, What Love Does. And I love Cafe. I thank you for taking time. Lord, it's so good to be blessed that we have another opportunity to come before you. So we're truly excited. He's so good. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And as we close out, we want you to understand. We turn the truth, we're going to turn out the mic. We don't own the rights to the music, but we want to play it. See, I just truly share this with you every time. You know, as I sit before you, I know that the voice is ringing in your ear. You are hearing something, hopefully, you can use that's broader than that. Because truly, it doesn't matter what you say. I love you, and the thing you do about it, we're going to just jump back on this thing, and we're going to just truly, jump in something a little deeper. And I said we're going to turn out the lights, but it's all about steady love. See, when you have true love, it's steady love. When you have somebody that loves you, or still love you, or still in love with you, that's steady love. That's what it's all about. God is so good. He has blessed us to come a mighty long way. Because we do struggle. We struggle time to time. But we truly know that as we move forward, we will struggle no more. Have an awesome rest of the night. We'll see you on Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time in the Dr. Moore's neighborhood and 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time in Love Cafe. I love you and I have a thing you do about it. That's why we're not going to struggle no more.
Love.